Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the fourth Oli of Parshas Vayeshev. That's Perek Lamed Ches, Pasuk Aleph. And the pasuk says, "Vahibo Yisayi was at that time. Vayer Yehuda Meis Echav, and Yehuda descended from his brothers. Vayet Ad Isha Adulami Ushmei Chira, and he veered off. He went to an Isha Adulami, a person from Adulam, and his name was Chira. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Aleph, Vahibo Yisayi. Lamed Nisbucha Parsha Zulakan. Why is it that we have this parsha, this topic, being discussed right after the sale of Yosef? Vehefsik Parshas Shel Yosef, and we stop talking about Yosef. Lamed the teacher says Rashi, Shairidu Echav Migdlosei, that his brothers demoted him from his greatness. When they saw how pain their father was, Amru, they said, you said to sell him. If you would have said to return him to our father, we would have listened to you. He veered from his brothers. He partnered with him. So back to Chumash Pasuk Beis. Yehuda saw over there a daughter of a Canaanite man, which means a merchant, and his name was Shua. And he took her and he married her. And she conceived and she gave birth to a son. And he called his name Er. She conceived again and gave birth to a son, Vatikra Shmai Oinon, and she called his name Oinon. Vatayisav Oid Vatelibin, and she gave birth to another son, Vatikra Shmai Shela, she called his name Shela, Vahai Bechziv Bilitai Soi, and she was in Kaziv when she had him. Vayikach Yehuda Isha La'er Bechare, and Yehuda took a wife for Er, his firstborn, Ushma Tamar, and her name was Tamar. Vahi Er Bechare Yehuda Rabbe Eni Hashem, and Er, the firstborn of Yehuda, he was bad in the eyes of Hashem, Vayimiseo Hashem, and Hashem killed him. Vayim Yehuda La'inon, so Yehuda told Oinon, Vayalisha Zachicha, marry your brother's wife, Yabay my son, do Yibam, Vahakim Zara Lachicha, and establish offspring for your brother. Vayeda Oinon, but Oinon knew, this offspring is not going to be his. And was when he came to his brother's wife, he would spill on the ground, so as not to give kids to his brother. And that which he did was bad in the eyes of Hashem. And Hashem also killed him. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Zion. Rabbi Ne Hashem, this is talking about Er. The same bad that Oinon did, he wasted his seed. It says about Oinon, he killed also him. The same Misa applied by Aaron Oinon, meaning they did the same thing. Why did Er spill his seed on the ground? He didn't want her to become pregnant and that would ruin her beauty. Yehuda told his second son Oinon that he should establish offspring for his brother. What does that mean, establish offspring for his brother? The name of this child is going to be called by the name of the deceased brother, and therefore Oinon didn't want to have any part of that. What did he do? He would be inside, but then he would spill his seed outside. So back to Chumash Pasuk Aleph. Vayemer Yehuda l'Tamar Kalasa. Yehuda told Tamar, his daughter-in-law, Shvi almana beis avich, why don't you stay as an almana, as a widow in your father's house, ad yigdal shela b'ni, until shela my son grows up, ki amar, because he said to himself, pen yamuz gam hu, perhaps he's also going to die ke'echav like his brothers. Vateilch Tamar vateishav beis avia, Tamar went and she went to her father's house. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Aleph, ki amar, kolomer, meaning to say, doichai ois bekash, he was just trying to push her away. Shaloi hai bedati lasi aloi, he really didn't have intent that shela was going to end up marrying her. Ki amar pen yamuz, muchzek esi shemusa anosheha, she clearly shows that her husbands die. Her first two husbands died, so Yehuda thought that her third husband, meaning Shela, his son, was going to die also, so he never had intent to marry Shela off to Tamar. So back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Beis, Vayirbo Yamim, and the days increased, Vatamas Bas Shua Eshes Yehuda, and Bas Shua, the wife of Yehuda, died, Vayinachem Yehuda, and Yehuda was consoled, Vayal Al Gozizei Tzoynoi, Hu V'chira Ehu Adulami Timnasa, and he went to go shear his sheep, him, Chira, his friend, the Adulami, they went to Timna. Vayigot L'Tamar Lemar, was told to Tamar, saying, Hine Chamich Oila Timnasa Logez Tzoynoi, behold, your father-in-law went up to Timna to go shear his sheep. Let's see Rashi over your Pasuk Yud Gimel, with Shimshon it says, Vayered Shimshon Timnasa, that Shimshon went down to Timna. So do you go up or do you go down to Timna? So Timnasa b'shipua har ha'isa yeshevas, Timna was actually on the slope of the mountain. It depends where you're coming from. If you're coming from up, so then you're going to go down to Timna. If you're down at the bottom, so then you're going to go up to Timna. Let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Yudalid. Vatasar b'gdal menusa me'aleha. So she removed her widow's clothing from herself. Vatechas batzoif vatisalof. And she covered herself with a scarf and she covered her face. Vateshev pesach enayim, and she sat at the crossroads, asher al derech Timnasa, which was on the way to Timna. Kirasa ki gadol Shela, because she saw that Shela grew up, he loinit no loyal Isha, and she wasn't given to him as a wife. Vayirah Yehuda. Yehuda saw her. Vayechvel Zaina. He thought she was a prostitute. Ki kissed up on her because she covered her face. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Yudalad. Vatis alaf. Kissed up on her. Shol Yakarba. She covered her face so that he shouldn't recognize her. Vateisha v'pesach einayim. Bepsichas einayim. This is at the crossroads. Vaprashas drachem shal derech Timnasa. Rabbi Seinu Darshu. Pischa shal Avram Avinu. Shekol einayim tzapes l'rosei. Kirasa ki gadol Shela. Lefikach. Therefore, if Kira atzmeitzel Yehuda, she made herself free to Yehuda. Shaisem misavul hamini menu banim. She wanted to be able to have children from him. Pasuk Yazvavin Rashi. Vachshvel lezayna. Lefishas shevus parshas drachem. Since she was sitting at the crossroads, he thought she was a zayna. He kissed up paneh. V'loyachal roisol lakira. He wasn't able to see her and recognize who she was. Medrash Rabbi Seinu. The Medrash says he kissed up paneh. What does it mean? Because she covered her face. Kshayza beis chamia. When she was in her father-in-law's house, he said tsunua. She was very tsunua. Lefikach lechashada. He didn't suspect that this was Tamar. Back to pasuk tazayin. Vayete la'al haderech, and he veered off the way to her. Vayomer, and he said, Hava na, please prepare. Ave leich, I'm going to come to you. Ki lo yada, because he didn't know ki kalasa he that she was his daughter-in-law. Vatoymer Vayomer, and she said, Matitanli, what are you going to give me, Kitave Eloi, so you should come to me? Vayomer, he said, I'll send you one of the goats from the flock. Vayomer, and she said, are you going to give me a deposit or collateral until you send me payment? Vayomer, he said, what should I give you? What collateral would you like? Vayomer, and she said, you ring in your cloak, umatcha and your staff, asher biyadecha, that's in your hand. Vayitain lo, and he gave it to her, vayovei leha, vatayar loi, and he came to her, and she actually became pregnant because of that. Vatoka vatelech, and she got up, and she went, vatasar tzifa meela, and she removed her scarf from herself, vatilbash bigdi almanusa, and she once again dressed in her widow's clothing. Let's just see Rashi over your pasuk design, vayitain loa al aderech, miderech shahaya ba nata al aderech, asher he ba, he veered off the path that he was on the way, and he turned towards her. Havana, hachini atzmech, vidaitech lekach, you should prepare yourself for this. Kol shayin hava, shayin hazmanuhu. Anytime we say hava, that means you have to prepare yourself. Unless it has to do with giving something. Pasuk Zayin Rashi Eravin, which means a mashka and a collateral. Pasuk Chesin Rashi Chasamcho Psilecha is Kisach V'Shay Shifach Tabas Shatoch Chaysimba. This is your signet ring that you sign things with. V'Simlascha Shatam Ischaseba and the cloak that you're wearing. Vatahir Loi. The pasuk said she conceived to him. Now should have just said Vatahir and she conceived. Why does it say Vatahir Loi? So Gibarim Kiyotzibay, she actually conceived like him. Great people like him. Tzadikim Kiyotzibay, Tzadikim like him. Let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Chav. Vayishlach Yudas Gedio Izim Biad Reu Adulami. And Yehuda sent this goat with his friend Adulami Lokachasai Ravan Miyada Isha to take the collateral from the woman, but he didn't find her. He asked the people of this area, saying, where is this Kidesha? Where is this prostitute that was along the way? And they said, there wasn't such a person here. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Kidesha. What does that mean? Mikudeshes Mizumenes Laznos, someone who is designated and prepared for Znos. That's why it's called a Kidesha. He went back to Yehuda, he said, I didn't find her. And also the people of the place said, Loi Haisabazek Kadesha, there wasn't a Kadesha over here. Vayam Yehuda, and Yehuda said, Tikachla, let her keep it, Penia Lavoz, let it be an embarrassment. Hinesh Lachti Agdiya Zeb, behold, I sent this Gedi, Vatolim Mitzasa, and you didn't find her. Let's see Rashi over your Pasuk of Gimel, Tikachla, Yeshallah Mashabiada, she should just keep what she has, Penia Lavoz. Imtavakshena, if you're going to keep on looking for her, Yisparsim Adavar via Genai, then everyone's going to know about it, and it's going to be very embarrassing. Kimel Lai Lasis Oilamis Dvari, what else can I do to show that I'm trustworthy? Hinesh Lachti Agdiya Zeb, Yehuda said, I've sent this Gedi, this goat. Lafisha Rima Yehuda's off of Bigdi Izim. Since Yehuda tricked his father with his Gedi Izim, Shehitbul Ketanus Yosef Bedamai, they had shechted this Gedi Izim and they took Yosef's Ketanus and they dipped it in its blood. Rimu Gam Oisa Bigdi Izim, he was also tricked with his Gedi Izim. Back to Chomish Pasach of Dalad. Vahikim Shlesh Chadashim was about 3 months. Vayugad Yehuda Lamar and was told to Yehuda saying, Zonsa Tamar Kalasecha, Tamar, your daughter in law, she was Mizane. Vagam, Hine Harluzunim, and she also became pregnant from that. Vayam Yehuda, he said, Hatsu of Isisarif, take her out and burn her. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasach of Dalad. Kim Shlesh Chadashim, Rubai Shal Rishan. It was the majority of the first month, Ruba Shal Achrin, the majority of the last month, Bemtsai Shalim in the middle month was full, so it's like 3 months. So Lashon Kim Shlesh Chadashim, Kshei Shtal Shal Chadashim, Kamai Umishlech Manas Mishlech Yodim, Chain Tirgum Unklas, Kitalos Yarchaya. Jump to the next Rashi, Visi Sarf, and she should be burned. Why is it that she should be burned? Amar Fry Miksha, Mishum Rab Meir, Bita Shal Shem Haisa, she was actually the daughter of Shem, Shehu Kayin, he was a Kayin, Lefikach Danua Bisrefa, that's why he judged that she should be burned, because we know that a Bas Kayin, the daughter of a Kayin, if she's Mizana, so she gets burned, as opposed to other people that get a different Misa. Says she was being taken out. She sent a message to her father-in-law saying, the man to whom these belong, I became pregnant from him. She said, Hakerno, please recognize, to whom does the signet ring, cloak, and staff belong to? And Yehuda recognized, and he said, Tzadka, she's right, me many, it's from me. It's because I didn't give her to Shela, my son. He didn't know her anymore. Let's see Rashi of your Pasuk of Hey. He mutzeis lisar, if she's being taken out to be burned, she don't want to embarrass him, Volaymer, and say, Mimcha ani mubaris, I'm pregnant from you. Ela le'isha shir ela loy. She kind of hinted it to him. She gave him the opportunity to own up, if you will. Amr, she said, Im yada me'atma yada. If he's going to admit, then he'll admit. Vimlav, if not, yisrafuni, then they'll burn me. Va'al albin panav, and I'm not going to embarrass him. Mikan Amr, from here, Chazal say, Noyachal adam she'apilu l'kivshan esh. It's better that they throw a person into a fiery furnace, va'al yalbin panei chaver barabim, not to embarrass a person publicly. Haker na, she said, Ein na elishan bakasha. Na means an expression of pleading, begging. Haker na Rashi, Yehuda recognized and he said, Sadka bidvara, she is right, me many he mubaris, she is pregnant from me. Rabbi Sein Zuchan Mavracha Darshu and Chazal Darshin, Shiyatza Baskal, Amra Baskal came out and said, me many umayiti yatsu advarim, it came from me. Lafisha Haisat Sunua Beis Chamia, since she was Sunua in her father in law's house, Zarti Shiyatsu Menem Lachim, I was geyser that kings should come from her. Umishavit Yehuda Gazarti Lahamid Melachim be Israel. Kyal Kain Loin Satia, Yehuda said, Kibidin Asta, she did this and she was right. Allah Shirlan Satila Shayla Bini, that's because I didn't give her to Shayla, my son. V'loy Yasaf Oid, the Pasuk says, Yesh Aymrim Loy Haisef, he didn't get to know her anymore, meaning that was the only time he was with her. V'yesh Aymrim and Sem say, loy pasak, he didn't stop knowing her. V'chaveri gabe elden umedad, we see the same thing, loy yosafu mitagaminam v'loy pasku. Back to pasach of Zayin, v'hiba islita, it was the time of her giving birth, v'hine so'em bevitna, behold, there was twins in her stomach. Let's see Rashi over here, pasach of Zayin, be'islita, v'rivka aymer, with Rivka it says, v'yimlu'u yomeha loledas, and her days were full and she was giving birth. L'halon l'mleim, Rivka, she had a full-term pregnancy, v'kan l'chaserim, and over here she did not have a full-term pregnancy. V'hine so'em, behold, there were twins. Mali, this word is mali, it's full, it has an aleph over there. U'la'alon, but by Rivka it says, Saimim chaser without that aleph. That's the Fisho Echad Rasha. One of them was Rasha. We're talking about Esav. That's why it's missing that aleph. Aval Elu Shneim Tzadikim. Both of Tamar's children, they were Tzadikim. So therefore, we have that aleph in there. So back to Chomish Pasuk of Ches. Vayhibalit, and it wasn't she was giving birth. Vayiten Yod, and the child stuck out his hand. Vatika Chamialedes, and the midwife, she took his hand. Vatiksha Yod Shani, and she tied a red string on his hand. Lamar saying, Zayatsa Rishani, this one came out first. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk of Ches. Vayiten Yod. Haitu Echad Yod Elchot. One of them stuck his hand out. Ulachsha Kasha Yod Yashani, once he tied the red string on his hand. He brought his hand back in. Back to Pasuk of Tes, Vahikimesh Yad, it was when he brought his hand back in, Vihine Yatza Achiv, then his brother came out. Vatimer, and she said, Ma paratz talecha paratz. So literally the word paratz means to break through. So why did you break through? Vayikrash my paratz, and he called his name paratz. Let's see Rashi via Pasuk of Tes. Rashi translates paratz to chazak to lecha chazak. You showed a unique strength over here. Back to Chomish Pasuk Lamed, Vahachar Yatza Achiv, afterwards his brother came out, Asher al Yad Ashani, he's the one that had that red thread around him. Vayikrash my Zarach, and he called his name Zarach. Rashi says, Asher al Yad Ashani, Arba Yadis Ksuvas Khan. It says the word over here, Yad, four times. Keneged arba charamim shemal achan shatze menu. This is corresponding to the four cherems that Achan was mile on. Achan, which was in the times of Yeshua, he came from Zerach. V'yesh emrim some say keneged dalad v'ram shalakach. This is corresponding to the four things that Achan took and he wasn't supposed to. Adar shinar or shtechatichas kesef shal masayim shgalim ulashayin zahav. He took four things. V'ikr shmai Zerach, he called his name Zerach. Al shem zrichas maris hashani. This is alluding to the brightness of the red thread that was tied around him. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up the fifth aliyah. We're going back to Yosef. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.